this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Finds their kettles still need some filling.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Austin, Texas, check your watch for...
IRNUSA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. It's not a good day for travel in the Pacific Northwest. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are making driving treacherous, and sections of two major interstates are closed in Washington and Oregon. Authorities are advising people to stay home. Mike McFarland is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
They got quite a bit of snow, and now they're getting some freezing rain, and they have strong east winds. So Portland's a real wintry mess as well, probably worse in Portland than it is in Seattle right now.
And passengers are describing a chaotic scramble to get off a burning jetliner that veered off a runway and crashed as it was taking off from Denver last night. 38 people were hurt, two critically. Here's Peter Banda.
Firefighters arriving at the scene described the smoke. The entire right side of the plane was on fire. The 107 passengers and the five crew ended up evacuating the airplane out of the inflatable emergency chute.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
This year, 4 out of the 10 most wanted gifts for the holidays will be electronics. Jack Wayman, spokesperson for the Consumer Electronics Association.
The ideal family gift would be a flat-screen digital high-definition TV with surround sound. All broadcasting goes digital next February. An ultralight notebook computer. A shirt pocket MP3 music player that connects to home and car audio systems to enjoy your favorite tunes. A pocket-sized digital camera and camcorder to preserve family memories. A cell phone that's also a camera, global positioner, plays audio and video, and even accesses the internet. Video games for kids of all ages. A GPS for cars or for the great outdoors. A high-definition DVD player.
Jack says noise reduction headsets, hands-free cell phone accessories, digital photo frames, memory cards, and digital watches make great stocking stuffers. I'm John Dridden.
A Republican media consultant who helped operate campaign websites for President Bush and candidate John McCain has died in a plane crash. Michael Connor was killed Friday when a small plane he was flying crashed near his home of Akron, Ohio. An Iraqi lawmaker says major parliamentary parties have reached a compromise on a resolution allowing foreign troops other than Americans to remain in Iraq until July 2009. The agreement allows lawmakers to circumvent strong opposition to the bill by a small number of radical Shiite deputies. And Vice President-elect Joe Biden will oversee a task force that will make recommendations on how to make sure the middle class is no longer being left behind. Biden tells ABC's This Week the task force will include other cabinet members and will look at everything from college affordability to after-school programs. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
I'm Errol Squires, inventor of Relieve one-day cold sore symptom treatment. I invented Relieve because I wanted a very effective natural treatment for cold sores that worked really fast. Relieve works so well and so fast for me, my family, and friends, I wanted to help other people who suffer from cold sores. I think people are smart enough to know if something works. If you suffer from cold sores, try Relieve and find out if it works for you. Relieve is comprised of botanical extracts and is guaranteed. Buy Relieve now at all major stores.
The Taliban in Pakistan has killed 2 Afghan nationals for allegedly acting as spies for the U.S. Here's Paul Alexander.
The bodies of 2 men riddled with bullets were found in an abandoned village in the North Waziristan tribal area, and a note attached to them suggested that they had been killed because they were suspected spies for American forces and NATO forces in Afghanistan.
A variety of religious viewpoints and religious leaders led a simple ceremony today to reopen the Trident Hotel, which shares a complex with 2 luxury hotels targeted in the Mumbai attacks. Security was much tighter, with guards checking bags and IDs. David Scuggs is a British tourist.
I think if we were to change our plans and our sort of big holiday, something we waited for, it would be, you know, sort of conceding to the reasons behind the terrorism in the first place.
And violence is on an upsurge between Israel and Gaza. Here's Mark Levie.
Palestinian militants in Gaza have been firing dozens of rockets and mortar shells at Israel. One of them hit a house in a nearby town. Another exploded in a city, Ashkelon, north of Gaza. Israel's been hitting back with airstrikes.
A truce between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers expired on Friday. The truce had frayed since early November, and rocket fire at Israeli towns has been increasing in recent days. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
20 doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
When the Federal Reserve System collapses the economy, when they go into hyperinflation, they will either succeed in setting up their world government out of that crisis, or we will succeed in laying the groundwork to educate the public about the fact that these supposed saviors are really the author of our financial doom, of the doom of our prosperity. We are now at that crossroads. This is the critical time for all those that love liberty to educate their friends, family, neighbors, the media about what we truly face. That's why the Federal Reserve has dispatched their bank governors and thousands of their employees to public schools, to corporate conferences, to universities, to brainwash the public that they're actually our savior. And so we are joined now to the bottom of the hour by Congressman Ron Paul. Sir, you've said this is a key time for us, and on the House Banking Committee, you're one of the lone voices really exposing what's happening. What is this opportunity, and how do we do away with the Federal Reserve?
I think everybody knows we're in a crisis right now, and they have now gotten to the point where they don't trust the government, which is healthy. A lot of people are begging and pleading, and they're lining up. But, you know, the average guy outside of Washington, especially so many of the young people, are realizing that this has all been a hoax. And this is the time to really expose the hoax. So although I've been trying to do that for 30 years to prevent the problems, I think we have a real opportunity now to direct our attention to the real culprit, and that is those who control the monetary system, those who counterfeit our money and cause these financial bubbles and then the recessions. And now they're working real hard on a depression. So and it's easy to become despondent, and I know a lot of people say, why waste your time? You can't do this, and we should just escape and buy guns and all this kind of thing. But, you know, I think we should see this as an opportunity because we have made inroads. I think computers and websites and talk radio and the Internet has given us a real opportunity to spread our message. So hopefully I'm not being overly optimistic, but I see it as a chance for us to get our message out.
Congressman, specifically, 8 weeks ago, Congressman Sherman, Senator Inhofe is now on record that in closed joint committee meeting, that Secretary of the Treasury Paulson and Bernanke threatened them with physical martial law, not House rules martial law, but physical martial law, and said there will be a depression next Monday, a total stock market collapse if you don't do this. And they promised the public total transparency in the banker bill, but I read it. It was clearly a takeover. Now, Bloomberg reports, as of a week and a half ago, $8.5 trillion stolen. The Bloomberg original lawsuit going back 6 weeks ago when $2 trillion had gone up missing, the Federal Reserve is telling Congress, telling the people, refusing FOIA request, saying it's secret where the trillions went. Can you speak to, A, the fact that they literally terrorize the public and the Congress to go along with the banker takeover bill, and then now, in the aftermath, we see a financial dictatorship forming with the Financial Times of London last week calling for world government and saying the bankers shall be the rulers of the world government.
And this is the whole point, and that is governments that want to take over and undermine our liberties and have more power always use the fear factor. They did this leading up, you know, to the war in Iraq. Remember how they said, you know, if we don't go in there, such and such is going to happen. So they build up the fear, and they do it on foreign policy. Now they're doing it on economic, monetary, and financial problems. And yet the dilemma that we have is that we're scared, too. There should be a lot of fear. It's knowing the truth that counts. They use the weapon of fear dishonestly. But in many ways, we have to talk about the dangers, too. And we should think, I guess, us telling people the truth and being more realistic rather than just beating the drums of fear so that people capitulate and do anything the government wants. But it is very dangerous. The big question is do they have any possible answer to this? They scare everybody. Here they've committed $8.5 trillion. They're stealing from the people. They're destroying the dollar. The dollar went down 7% in the last week. And they're just making problems so much worse. And the ultimate threat to us is not only the loss of wealth and destruction of the dollar. The ultimate threat is the loss of our liberties. I've always said that if we lost everything tomorrow, if we had our liberty and got rid of the IRS and had sound money, I think we could all go back to work and realizing that everything we earn we can keep. I mean, we've become so wealthy so quick we could overcome this mess. But unfortunately, it's an uphill struggle, but we have to fight it.
Congressman, specifically, I mean, you are the worldwide leader or the standard bearer for exposing the international banking cartel. Specifically, is this economic terrorism to say we're going to have a depression if you don't give us tens of trillions of dollars and then basically take on these omnipotent powers, as Congressman Kucinich in committee a few weeks ago called it? I mean, is this not hardcore criminality? Don't we need to point out that these are criminals, just like Madoff, the former head of the NASDAQ, running his own Ponzi scheme with the brokerage firms? It's now coming out that it's system-wide. I mean, don't we need to call for grand juries to do investigations and indict some of these people? Because if we don't do that, they're still going to continue to pose as our saviors.
Yeah, and we should, but some are more culpable than others. Because some know exactly what they're doing, but there's so many people that still exist that do get talked in, just like very, very good people were talked into voting to give the president power to go to war, and they were just too naive and went along with it. A lot of people are doing that now. They didn't want to vote for the bailout, and they heard those threats, and they said, oh, my God, I don't want to be on record of doing this. So they are terrorized by this. But, you know, if we go after Madoff, which we should, we don't need, you know, more regulatory agencies. What we need is just the enforcement of fraud laws and point it out and go after these guys. But, you know, in a way, this is small potatoes. He's small potatoes compared to the fraud of the Federal Reserve. What about the fraud? What about the Ponzi scheme called Social Security? Who are you going to indict for Social Security?
Well, let me ask you this question. Now Congress is talking about taking over even private IRAs in hearings and then sending the money back to the people as a government check, but taxing it. I mean, they're clearly getting ready to raid the pension funds and Social Security. How do we stop that?
Well, we have to, you know, be aware of it, and as it approaches, we have to get the people organized. But the question will be, are there more people that want the money or more people holding the IRA and 401ks? And unfortunately, there's probably more people on the dole, and they might just not want to fight it. And, you know, with the crowd moving in, as bad as the last administration was, when it comes to economic matters and tax matters, I mean, we have a even a tougher road to hoe, you know, from here on out. So, yeah, that one will be hard to fight. But I think what will happen is that before they do that, I think the crisis will build to such a point and the dollar collapse will come, because I think it would take them a year or so to do that, and it would just add more fuel to the fire. But right now, things are moving rather rapidly, and who knows what will come even in the next 3 months.
Congressman, we lost you there on your cell phone. Good to have you back. Specifically, sir, on record from you on the Banking Committee, was it not economic terrorism to have the president and the president-elect at the time, Barack Obama, and others saying before he was even elected, if you don't pass this, we're going to have a depression? That then introduced this idea to people and accelerated the markets dropping 1,000 points the day they said that. Was that not economic terrorism?
Obviously, it was, and they should be held responsible for this. But like I mentioned, they do that all the time. That's their technique, is always to build the tremendous fear up in the hearts of the people, whether it has to do with foreign policy and the reason we have to go to war now on economic matters, terrorize the people and say that we are your saviors and we're the only ones that can take care of you. The only thing that can counteract this is a different philosophy, a convincing argument that free markets and sound money and no Federal Reserve and limited taxes, the things that made America great. We have to get more people and endorse our views, and I think the opportunity is coming, because the system that they're trying to patch together right now will not work.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 19th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 839.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 864.25, 432.12 for the half ounce, and 216.06 for a quarter ounce. That's 864.25, 432.12, and 216.06.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
We have one of the, the chief of the IMF saying we're probably going to have riots worldwide if they, quote, don't get things going. But if you look at the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked to the BBC in late 2001, they state that they cut off liquidity by design to implode markets so that they can then come in and buy things up for pennies on the dollar. Can you speak to that?
Well, not clearly, because I don't know if that's true. I suspect that it might be. But I also think that this is such a big bubble that even those with a lot of money, you know, get a little bit nervous about what's happening. But one thing for sure is they're pretty capable of shifting. So if it goes sour, worse than they expect, because I don't think they have perfect control, but they're always available and they do have cash. They're not arguing there's a little bit of cash, and just think of all this new credit. So there's a lot of money sitting there ready to be bought up, and it won't be the average guy on the street that, you know, lost everything in the stock market. It's going to be these people who got out a little sooner or got new credit from the Fed. Goldman Sachs will be around for a while, and the money market accounts have trillions of dollars. So somebody is going to buy this up, but it's not going to be a return to the market economy at the rate we're going.
Well, I mean, the basic fundamental, and I'd like to get your take on this, Congressman. We're talking to Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. Dealing with this, I mean, clearly the authors of the economic collapse we're witnessing and the worldwide depression that this whole crisis is spiraling into are now posing and positioning themselves as the saviors. And the mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, every time I'm watching a banking committee, the House banking, Senate banking, every time I'm watching one of the subcommittees, they will show Kashkari, they will show Paulson, they will show other operatives of the system. They will show their propaganda, but as soon as it cuts to the chairman or to yourself or to any other member of the committees, they cut away. So clearly the big banking cartels are controlling and owning much of the media. So how do we get around that when they won't let the public understand what's really happening?
Well, you have to recognize it, and you have to do your best to get around it. Although I complain just as you are complaining, I'm still getting a lot more interviews now than I did a year ago on this issue. So it's not, I'm not completely blocked out, but there's a lot of what you say that goes on. But then we have to go around them, if nothing else. What I fear is them closing down the Internet. That, to me, would be the big problem, you know, if they take that away from us. So we've been able to reach millions of people through the Internet, and you reach a lot of people on radio. So if they start cracking down on radios and Internet and shortwave and all these things, then that's when we're really in big trouble.
Well, as you know, they've openly in Congress talked about bringing back the Fairness Doctrine, this Internet 2 doctor. I'm sure you know, but for the audience, they are shifting basically all the new upgrades to Internet 2, where private corporations own it and control it, and they admit they're not going to allow free speech. They're only going to give people a few thousand websites and not the hundreds of millions that are currently available. So what they're doing is hijacking the web. Okay, Congressman Ron Paul, and we've only got about 5 minutes left with you right now, sir. Specifically, there is an Army War College report out, and you know about NORTHCOM announcing 20,000 combat troops for the streets of America. They're openly stating it is for civil unrest and rioting. The new report's called The Knows and Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shock and Defense Strategy Development. The Army openly says in here on the Army War College that they are preparing to engage the American people. Posse Comitatus has not been fully
removed. I mean, we're now seeing open martial law being discussed and being debated as if it is the solution. They're saying that governors will be under the control of the president and will serve at his pleasure. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think what you're doing is just pointing out the danger of using the fear factor for our foreign policy and our financial problems, and now they do it for your physical safety, which to me is just a continuation of the 9/11, post-9/11 attitude, because that was when they started getting past all the legislation that they had proposed for so many years. Now they're saying, well, we're going to have chaos in the street. The terrorists aren't going to be people coming from outside. The terrorists are going to be our own people. There's going to be chaos here in the streets as a consequence of the financial crisis. So, therefore, we have to militarize our communities. And once again, it's that attitude that government is our savior, and they can't save us. I mean, all the SEC and all the regulations can't protect us against fraud, and all the policemen in the world can't protect us in our homes.
Congressman, continuing in the time we have left, specifically, they are saying they're preparing to engage the American people. Is this unconstitutional? Is this treason?
Well, it's obviously not constitutional. And depending on how it comes about, it could very well be treasonous. But on how the confrontation comes, of course, they would never say that they're confronting. They might use those terms, but they might say we're confronting violence and we're going there to save you. We don't want your cities burnt down, so therefore we're going to put our troops in there to prevent these problems. So, you know, just think of all the harm that they've done over these last, especially last 100 years. How often do they really get hauled into the court? And what about the illegality of the whole monetary system? Nothing really happens. So it depends on what the people understand and believe in that really count. So we cannot depend on the Congress or our courts to save us.
Well, sir, going back over the last 20 years, as you know, they've been covertly getting rid of Posse Comitatus, merging the military and police, and now they're acting like they just set this up last week. This is part of a larger strategic plan.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they did pass a couple of years ago, I think it was in 96 in the supplemental, serious erosion of Posse Comitatus, and it was finally exposed, and then it was in a way reversed. But that's just tokenism. I mean, if they feel like doing something wrong, they just go ahead and do it. So the fact that they reversed that in a token way shouldn't reassure us, because when push comes to shove, they're going to ignore it. But they would change the law when they get the opportunity, and this new administration, I'm sure, would be quite capable of doing it, even without the Congress. You know about executive orders.
Sir, in closing, two final questions in the 2 minutes we have left with you. Did you see the article in the Financial Times of London admitting that they've covertly set up world government, the headline, and now for world government admitting, I mean, do they need to apologize, all the people that called us kooks, because we were reading the internal white papers?
Well, no, they're not going to apologize. I didn't happen to see that article, but, you know, when Bernanke was before the committee the last time, I wanted to know what kind of international plans he had, you know, for the currency and a world central bank. Of course, he has no obligation to answer any of those questions. He has a moral obligation, but under the law, he doesn't. Under the Constitution, he should. So, yeah, I think those plans are being laid. People say, well, it's not going to happen. But, you know, they used to say that the European Union wouldn't ever happen. So I think we should take this stuff seriously. And this morning there was a pretty strong announcement by the IMF that their vehicle is going to be these SDRs, these special drawing rights. This is what they used to call paper gold, will be the worldwide reserve currency. They tried to do it. It didn't work. But now they see another opening.
So it's world government oven by the bankers. Sir, as a rallying cry, we can defeat this world government, can't we? What do the people need to do?
Well, the truth is on our side, and also the economic policy is on our side. The most important thing is information to the people so they know what we're doing, know what's in their best interest, not to have people in Congress keep voting for bailouts. And this pretense that we're going to take care of everybody. So knowledge is the only answer to the problems that we have today.
And as you said earlier, they are coming after the Internet.
Yep, that's what that is my greatest fear, because we'll never be able to control the three majors. But right now we can get around them. The more knowledge is out there, the more we can make inroads to the average person that does appear.
Congressman,
they can't control everybody's mind.
I want you to have a great Christmas. Let me see.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of photo blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. 9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We still have time. We might still get by. Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bones in the deal, and the kids keep coming. Go in and be the easy time to be young.
If we can project the future through a historical lens with a wide range of data integrated in to the great gift God gave us, our mind, we can accurately forecast the future. I have accurately forecasted the future on hundreds of occasions. But somebody who's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and with amazing, I'd say 95%+ accuracy, is Gerald Celente. Now, over a year ago, the British Ministry of Defense basically forecasted everything they're doing right now, and they admitted that they basically work for foreign offshore banks, that it's a world government, and that this is being done by design. This year, the military, the Pentagon, and the U.S. put out a similar report, but they know the general public is not reading these reports. So a lot of this isn't even forecasting for myself. It is going out and reading what the internal government documents are stating. And if we do not face up to what's happening, if we do not face up to what's unfolding, it is only going to get worse. Now, the military is broad, paints with a broad brush when they talk about this. Gerald Celente has been very specific that there would be worldwide riots starting, and he said that about a year ago. And now, voila, we see it happening. And now we see the IMF, World Bank, and others echoing this, and the military saying that they are prepared to suppress the American people. They also spin this in the media and say the Greeks are rioting because the police shot a 15-year-old in the back. But if you read the Greek websites, the Greek news, they're saying, no, everything's being privatized, and that's not free market. The roads, the power plants, the universities, it's all being handed over to the IMF and World Bank. They're being looted. They're being robbed. They're losing all their jobs. Their currency's being devalued. The European Union is absorbing them and destroying them. And just last week, the Financial Times of London admitted that the New World Order is anti-democratic and is tyrannical, but said that that's a good thing. Evans Andros Pritchard came out in the London Telegraph last Thursday and said that we're going to see riots worldwide because of globalism and because it is tyrannical. So here we have it. It's unfolding. But we're going to get specific forecasts in the next hour and a half from Gerald Celente on what he specifically sees happening in the next month, the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, and then some solutions, how we prepare for it, in his educated opinion. You can go to his website, trendsresearch.com, and watch all the videos of him going back decades ago, making accurate predictions years beforehand. And, of course, CNN, ABC, Fox have all called him, you know, the best predictor of future trends out there. And so we're very, very honored to have him on the show with us today. Mr. Celente, it's good to have you back with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alex.
You know what? Instead of Alex Jones throwing out a bunch of questions out of the gate, what is most important to Gerald Celente right now? What do the listeners need to know is coming up in the future, according to your crystal ball?
Well, you really hit upon it. We're going to see revolutions. This whole system is falling apart. There is no salvaging it. When you look at the steps that are being taken, we call it the Bernanke two-step after the Federal Reserve Chairman, and that, of course, is either adjust interest rates, which they've now adjusted to a point where they can't be adjusted anymore, and or print more money. And they've done both. And neither of those two actions have stemmed the unraveling of the U.S. economy, or the world economy, for that matter. The governments, the local state governments, including, of course, the federal government as well, the only other solution that they're doing is they're squeezing the little people for more money. Back here in New York, I'm sure it's making the national news as well. They put taxes as much as 18% on soda pop, 8% for a taxi ride. They just increased the transit fares, and in doing so, they've decreased the amount of available subways, cutting back on the buses. They're even bringing in new subway cars now to really squeeze the little people, just like they do in China. They're taking out the seats so that they could push people in like cattle. So we're going to see the little people squeeze, by the way, is one of our top trends for 2009.
Well, you were saying that a year ago. Now they've announced, as you said, 88 new taxes in New York State alone, hundreds of other taxes all over the place. The people just don't have the money to pay for all of this. And so, as the IMF and World Bank document stated in late 2001, they want the people to riot so they can then bring in the army against them. We've had decades of secret training by the military to take over the West. Now they're announcing from France to Germany to England to the United States to Canada that indeed, you know, it's in major papers. Martial law is good. The troops will suppress you. I mean, this really is a financial coup we're witnessing. Can you speak to that?
Well, it is definitely a financial coup. Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight. And we now, as we know, of course, you know, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is a Goldman Sachs man, former CEO. They're bringing in now Obama, backtrack Obama, we call him, the man of change. Of course, there's no change. They're bringing in Timothy Geithner, the Federal Reserve Chairman, from the Federal Reserve President of the New York Federal, the Federal Reserve Bank President of the New York Federal Reserve. And, you know, they're just bringing the whole crew of Wall Street people running Washington. So it's being done in broad daylight, as well as these bailouts. They may have all the plans in place, and they may be very, you know, the Illuminati, so to speak, may have their agenda laid out. But when you see what's going on, it has to be the un-Illuminati that's executing their plans. Because no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to stop the amount of uprising that's going to pour forth. You know, I'm a Bronx boy originally, and you know, I know what the city looks like. And, you know, we have a saying here at the Trends Research Institute. When people lose everything, and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. And this is what these white shoe boys don't understand. You know, the Princeton, Harvard, Yale crowd, you know, that has had the silver spoon.
They're arrogant yuppies who think they're God and have disdain for everybody. And they think it's cute they've stolen $8.5 trillion. And that, those numbers are 2 weeks old now, folks. It's over $1.3 trillion they steal a week. So it's over $10 trillion. You watch the next week or two, that number will come out. But $8.5 trillion admittedly stolen. And these arrogant yuppies, these arrogant frat boys are telling Congress, you don't get to know where the money went, and we have the army standing by. That's what Paulson told them. I mean, this is insane, megalomaniacal hubris. So where is this going? I mean, is they just openly hijack everything, steal everything, and say, we're going to squeeze you down to nothing?
Exactly. And what we're saying is it's going to be beyond their control. This is the beginning of the second revolution, and it's going to be worldwide. There's no stopping it. So as the trends that we're looking at for 2009, the revolution is the third among them. The first one is that's going to begin to precipitate this is the great collapse. In, as you well know, in this exactly this time last year, we came out with the panic of 08. We said Americans would wake up in 2008 and the financial markets would unravel. There would be no stopping it. Now we're saying it's going to be the collapse of 09. And let me explain why. In 2008, most of the focus in the media has been on the financial markets and the real estate markets. Of course, they're intertwined. Now what we're going to see is the great retail crash come from a very, very dismal Christmas. As a result of that, you're going to start seeing major chains going bankrupt after the Christmas holiday, probably around January, middle of January. There's going to be some kind of a bit of euphoria because people are still hoping that their man of change will somehow miraculously bring about change. And, of course, he said he was going to heal the nation and repair the world. So Obama has great plans ahead, and there are people that actually believe.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Order now before you can't.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
So we're going to wait till after the inauguration, January 20th, before the real pressure starts to hit.
And when they find out that he is actually a bigger cheerleader than Bush for the banker takeover and that he is their man, how long until the people become disillusioned with their new corporate savior?
Well, this is where we're going. So now February comes along. Things get really very cold and dismal and bleak. We're going to start seeing, as I said, major retailers folding. Now, let's think of what happens. We've already seen KB Toys, Sharper Image, Circuit City, Linens and Things, Stephen Barry's go under it, plus many more.
Are you kidding? Half my favorite restaurants in Austin aren't there anymore.
They're not there anymore. So now we're going to see major chains start to fold. Who is going to rent these vacant spaces?
Who?
Nobody. You're going to start seeing empty stores throughout malls, throughout strip malls. Now let's bring it to another level.
And won't that further destroy confidence when people see the physical manifestation of a economy in cardiac arrest?
It precisely. So the psychological impact is as great. Now let's move over to another sector of commercial. We're already seeing the financial markets. They've collapsed. empty buildings, on and on and on. People are being fired every day, and we see the numbers. What was Bank of America last week, 52,000, a couple of weeks earlier, Citigroup. And I love it. Bank of America, they came out. They said that these 52,000 would be fired over a three-year period. Yeah, like they can look 3 years ahead of time. They can't plan lunch, you know, so we get this straight. These people are being fired right away. The point being, now you're going to have the next shoe to fall is going to be the commercial real estate sector, which was leveraged far greater than the home real estate sector. So now you're going to see the collapse. The retail sector collapses. Commercial real estate collapses. There is nobody left to save anymore. The crash keeps coming harder and harder and louder and louder. So that's the second phase. The third phase after the crash, so first we had the panic, then we had the collapse, and now we're going to go into the greatest depression. And it's going to be worse than the last depression. Although, of course, Bernanke, and I was doing an interview, and the host said to me, well, Fed Chairman Bernanke is a student of the Great Depression, and he says there won't be one this time around. And I say, why would anybody believe anyone who hasn't predicted what was going to happen, and has everything that they've said has come out false? So why would anybody give any credence to this person?
That's right. I happened to be watching Cavuto last night, just briefly, and he said the 15 grand poobah financial experts he had on a year and a half ago said it was over, we were going into green pastures, everything was wonderful. Well, what Cavuto won't tell you is those guys aren't stupid. They're liars. They've been busy positioning their money, buying their private retreats in Dubai and Paraguay. They've been busy getting their money offshore while they told the suckers to keep pumping their money in.
That's right. And that's what they do. You know, it's a sucker's game. These are Wall Street cons, like Coney Island Barkers. So now what happens, here's why it's going to be worse than the Great Depression, and why we're calling it the greatest depression. Back in the 1930s, most people didn't own homes. So they weren't paying these mortgages, they weren't paying insurance, they weren't paying upkeep and all the other expenses it keeps to run a home. Number two, there was no such thing as home equity loans. Matter of fact, back then, if somebody had what they called a second mortgage, that meant that they were a loser and they needed money. Back then, Americans didn't have credit cards. They didn't exist. So the people weren't $14 trillion in debt. And back then, we had a trade surplus. We were not $700 billion in the hole each year. And we had budget surpluses. What are we at this year? $2 trillion? $1 trillion? The number keeps changing.
Oh, now the defense budget's over $1 trillion, not even counting the supplementals. Bush tripled the size of government, and all these other governments are just growing, growing, growing. Again, don't they understand that they can only put so much weight on the donkey's back?
No, they don't, because they've never had difficult financial times in their lives. And unless you've experienced it, you don't know how to deal with it.
So they live in these armored, pampered palaces.
They've been pampered all their lives. They've been pampered. Look, we all went to, all of those of us that went to college, we know who these guys are. You know, George Bush was the kind of guy that ran around, you know, with the cooler guys. And then when trouble broke out and they got caught, George Bush would rat them out. And then he'd say, no, he didn't. That's who George Bush was. And Al Gore was that kind of guy, you know.
Well, it's worse than that. Remember back in like 1991, George Bush Sr. was on national TV at a grocery store, and he stepped back and he said, what is that? And they said, well, it's a scanner. You know, it'd been in for a decade. He goes, what is that? What is that laser? And they said, sir, this is how they scan the food. I mean, the guy never went and bought his own food. He hadn't been in a grocery store.
Exactly, and all these guys, you know, we know who they are, and they're the only reason
they're
that
Eddie Haskell's with an army.
You got, but well put. Boy, I have to use that one. I'll credit you with it. Eddie Haskell with an army, perfect. And Al Gore was that, you know, the kid that used to brown nose the teacher all the time. You know, I mean, this is who these people.
He's a sack of crap. He's a fake.
Yeah, and that's who. So we all know who these people are in life. So it's like it's still high school, but now it's serious. So in going back to this greatest depression, So we already have the consumer in debt, $14 trillion, the government in debt, and why it's going to be worse than the Greatest Depression. Now let's add on some other things. People are watching their whole lives unfolding in front of them as their IRAs and 401ks dissolve. They didn't have that back then. And now they have another thing. Back then, we were a very different country. When we did get out of the Depression, it was the beginning of World War II, and we were the world manufacturers, bar none. We don't have that anymore. So now we're going into this mess, in a worse mess than we've ever been. And here's another big one. Back then, we were an ascending society. We were not a declining society. We had a growing class of people that came in. You know, people had dignity back then. They weren't like they are today.
And we weren't not just economically declining, we were not a physically, age-wise, we're one of the oldest civilizations on Earth.
And in very bad shape.
Yeah, so we have an aging population, a bunch of cops in black ski masks strutting around working for Eddie Haskell. You can't put perfume on a pig, folks. This whole thing is a rotten, worm-eaten husk. TrendsResearch.com. You can go there and subscribe to his Trends Report. And if you're in business, if you care about your family, if you really want to be informed with somebody who's got a track record of being frighteningly accurate, this is the place to go, TrendsResearch.com. Of course, you can also check out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we fight against the construction of this prison planet. And that's what the globalists are setting up, and we fight them via the Infowar, hence Infowars.com. So, Gerald, I was throwing in my two cents throughout that. Recap the first three or four phases and then get into the latter phase. And they think they're going to use all these militarized police, steroid head cops. A lot of the cops are good. They're openly saying they're not going to go along with this. The military is saying they don't want to shoot at Americans. But they're now acclimating the public and telling us to get ready for it, which means they intend to use them.
Well, yeah. You know, we put nothing past them, of course. I mean, we're fighting a war now in Iraq for reasons that have been proven false, whether or not... You know, they were known they were false as academic. At this point, the fact is they're false. So killing innocent people for false reasons, I mean, where does it stop? So, you know, there's nothing I would put past them. You know, read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. You know, I mean, it was Saddam Hussein's has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. It's beyond me why anyone would believe anything that they say. So, of course, you know, we expect the government to respond in the worst possible way. And so the three phases are, before revolution, is that first we're going to see the collapse of 09, and that's going to be when the retail sector and the commercial real estate sector, and of course the credit card sector collapses too. You know, we're researchers, and we're finding people, for example, you know, cab rides now. Cab drivers are telling us that more and more people are putting cab rides on their credit cards because they don't have the cash. So the next shoe to fall after that is going to be the credit card crunch, when people have been postponing their future by putting their charges on their credit cards. So after the collapse, then we have the greatest depression. People are going to be in the streets. As we say, you know, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-3600. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
And the Festival of Life begins tonight. Those stories.
You're listening to GCN.
Austin, Texas. Check your watch. 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. Winter is officially only hours old, but much of the country is dealing with a third major winter storm in 2 days. Wind-blown snow, sleet, and freezing rain are causing problems in Oregon and Washington. Mike Bodisak is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Northern New England, central New England, including the Green and White Mountains, ski areas of New Hampshire and Vermont, can expect up to a foot of snow.
And federal safety inspectors are at Denver's airport trying to figure out why a Continental Airlines Boeing 737 caught fire as it was taking off last night. Alex Zamra was a passenger.
We went off into what felt like a little bit of a rough patch, took a little bump up, took flight for a few moments, hit the ground again, bumped again, and then the engine on what was the right side of the plane seemed to just blow up.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. After just 2 short years, thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the 3-Step Plan.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Because of the 3-Step Plan, I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hello, my name is Bill. I've been working the 3-Step Plan for 18 months, and in that amount of time, I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills, and even began to save money.
For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-637-6122.
My name is Emma, and I'm a senior citizen, and I've worked with the 3-Step Plan for several years. Today, my house and cars are paid for. I have the time and the money to travel. The 3-Step Plan has given me hope and financial freedom.
You'll need a telephone, internet access, and a positive attitude. Go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
Vice President-elect Joe Biden says the economy will be the new administration's top priority, and it will take some major spending to fix it. Biden tells ABC this week that the price tag will be a number no one would have thought about a year ago. Vice President Dick Cheney says President Bush has done his best to manage the crisis in the U.S. auto industry, but ultimately it will be up to the new Obama administration to resolve. On Fox News Sunday, Cheney calls the $17.4 billion in loans a short-term plan that only goes so far. And a study finds that banks getting taxpayer bailouts awarded their top executives nearly $1.6 billion in salaries, bonuses, and other benefits last year. The total given to nearly 600 executives would be enough to pay for the bailout costs for many of the banks that have accepted tax dollars. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, but don't forget, it's also a time when cops will be cracking down on drunk drivers. It doesn't matter who you are or where you drive. If you drive drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. So go to parties and have fun this holiday. But don't forget that cops will be out in force. If you get drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The Taliban in Pakistan has killed 2 Afghan nationals for allegedly acting as spies for the U.S. The series of attacks occurred in Pakistan's volatile tribal areas. Here's Paul Alexander.
Both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces try to discourage people from cooperating with the Pakistani government and with the U.S. and NATO forces.
Israeli rescue services say Gaza militants have launched barrages of rockets and mortar shells at southern Israel. A truce between Israel and the Islamic Hamas in Gaza has ended, and violence is increasing again. Here's Mark Levy.
There are some signs that both sides would like to renew the truce, but that's not easy. Israel and the Hamas rulers of Gaza are bitter enemies. They don't talk to each other. Hamas doesn't accept the presence of Israel, and Israel calls Hamas a terrorist organization.
And today is the winter solstice, the first day of winter. And here's Sophia Manos.
Some say to ring bells on the solstice, the shortest day, the longest night of the year. Across parts of the nation, though, Americans are more concerned about
more soup, snow cutters, ice cutters, chili.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm going over to her house.
As these ladies from Sioux City, Iowa told KTI-TV, this Iowan, however, is not exactly pleased.
It's just too cold to go out.
But look on the bright side. From here on in, the nights grow shorter, the days longer. I'm Sophia Manos.
And I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
So he went through the first three phases towards revolution and worldwide rioting and revolution that will be sustained. The military is now saying that they are prepared to engage the American people. The Army War College is saying this. Now, there is no longer any doubt about that. Gerald Celente, how do you see the revolution kicking off? How do you see it starting? When do you see it starting? How do you see it starting?
Yeah, I will read from you from our Trends Journal that just went out when we say, come the revolution. We do not forecast a 1776-style revolution to spontaneously erupt. It will happen in stages, it will spread among the classes, and be waged in many forms, over the internet, in town halls, on the ballots, as well as at the barricades. What will be the spark that ignites it? The final straw bailout? Another tax hike? Disparaging entitlements? Or will it be the ultimate, quote, let them eat cake policy that pushes people past the breaking point? Now this, who will break first? The former middle class that lost their jobs, 401ks, pensions, and even their homes? Jobless, blue-collar, and paycheck-to-paycheck workers, their credit maxed out and heading toward homeless? The young and restless with dead-end jobs or no jobs who believe their future had been stolen and want revenge? The artists and intellectuals on one hand, the hardcore conservatives and passionate patriots on the other, united in outrage at Big Brother's control of the entire socioeconomic and political system? One of the above, some of the above, all of the above, who will fire the shot heard round the world? So that's how we pose it. And I tell the story in here of my meeting with John Connolly, who, of course, you know, was the governor of Texas sitting in front of JFK and took the bullet in the back. And it was in 1992, and Connolly had asked to meet me because in one of my early books, The Trend Tracking, in 1989, I had forecast a new third party and mentioned someone like Ross Perot. So the Connolly, John Connolly, his wife Nellie, through this fellow who put the meeting together, John J. Hooker from Tennessee, we went to the book depository, and the Texas book school book depository, and I have a photo. It's in the Trends Journal of me, Connolly, and his wife Nellie standing in front of the book depository, and John Connolly was a dying man, and I could see it. And by the way, this was their first time back, 1992, since the assassination. And he's telling us the story of what happened that day. We were parked out in front of the limousine. That's the side, by the way, the shot that everyone sees of the book depository. That's the side of the building. And I knew he was a dying man because he had these terrible purplish splotches on his hands. He was on massive doses of prednisone, cortisone, for his lung infection. And it occurred to me, you know, that he was a dying man. He ended up dying, actually, in June, and this was in late October when we met. And the as we're going back into the Anatole Hotel, he said to me, I read your book, Trend Tracking, and I know your heart is in the right place. He said, but you don't have a clue what's going on, and neither do the American people, because if they did, there'd be a revolution in this country. This was in 1992, and, you know, I knew what he meant because I had been around long enough I began my career. I ran, I was the number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York in 1971, and then they sent me up to Albany, and I was an assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, and I spent from 73 to 79 in between D.C. and Chicago as a government affairs specialist. And I had been, you know, for a trade association, with chemicals being one of the fields. So I had been around long enough, spent time with Ronald Reagan, and I knew what the story looked like. So when Connolly said that to me, it didn't come as a shock. And I wondered, you know, when would it happen? And now the when is now.
Absolutely. And NAFTA and GATT, everything designed to destroy the middle class, to put all power, not a free market economy, not a vibrant economy, because that's not good for monopolies, at the expense of the economy, at the expense of the public worldwide. These internationalists have done everything they can to destroy the real economy and transfer everything into the fiat Las Vegas economy. Now, expanding on that, when we first came into the segment, I made the point that they stated, the financial elite stated that they were going to engineer a worldwide collapse to consolidate things. They would then pose as the saviors and bring in open world government as the solution. But now it appears that they are mismanaging things and that this is spiraling out of control. Can you speak directly to that, A? And then, B, we've seen a flotilla of hundreds and hundreds. The media is festooned with the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, the French news agency, Canadian papers saying, yes, we're in a world government. Yes, it's tyrannical for your own good. Yes, we're going to use troops on you. Yes, we want to take your guns, but it's for your own good. Is it out of their control now? And B, why are they trumpeting world government now?
It's totally out of their control. As I said, you know, if there's an Illuminati, the Unluminati are the people that are in control right now. Just let's look at the players. For example, we'll look at in the United States. I mean, who are the congressional leaders? Well, on the Democrats, you have what? You have Pelosi, Reid, Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd, Biden. And on the Republicans, what do you have? Bonner, who else? Who's a big-name Republican at this time? I mean, how about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello? Where do they fit in? I mean, look at these people. Does anybody out there think that these politicians are smarter than them? Look at Bernanke. I mean, he looks like a sad beagle, this guy. What brains are out there? Look at Paulson. Think of the things that he said last year. May 7th, he said that the worst of the economic crisis was behind us. I mean, one after another. So who are the people in charge? Look at, go over to France. What do you have? Sarkozy, you know, the little American. You have Berlusconi over in Italy. He's like a Rocky Six movie, you know. He's been back so many times. You have Grandma Merkel over in Germany. Gordon Brown over in England. Gordon Brown, another shade of beige. You go around the world, look at the leaders. Who are these people? No, it's going to be a let them eat cake time. It's out of control. There's nothing that they can do. And as I said, and I'll say it again, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. Who's going to, where, how are people going to afford to pay their mortgages? To pay their insurance. They're not going to. And this is beyond the pale of any belief. They're raising taxes across the board, property taxes, school taxes. Now, I'm not a stupid person. So when they come to me and say, Mr. Salenti, we're raising the taxes on your building or your property, whatever, because the valuations have gone up, well, how about lowering them because the valuations have gone down?
Well, in cases where they're,
we're going to raise them.
Well, in cases where they're are lowering them, they're just doing one-time assessments in Texas, Wyoming, and all over the place. Cities just say, "Well, we got to build some new roads and curbs," so every house gets a $15,000 to $20,000 one-time assessment, and the people are like, "I don't have a job. I'm already about to lose my house. Where do you think the money's going to come from?" And the locals say, "Look, give us the money, or a SWAT team's coming."
Well, and again, this is where we're going to have the breakdown, because people, when you don't have it, you can't squeeze more out of it. People are going to become very ugly and very violent. The ads that you're running on your show for lasers and other kinds of things are going to be, survival is going to be a big business.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, I want to run through a whole line of questioning with quick answers from you if I can, because there's so much I want to pick your brain on. But going back to my second question, why are they trumpeting that, yes, we're setting up world government, yes, we've been setting it up in secret, yes, it's anti-democratic, but it's for your own good?
Well, because these are the kind, because it's a takeover. It's, you know, they, as I said, you know, Washington's been taken over by Wall Street, and they're going to keep saying it's for our own good, but it's not going to do any good. Again, the people that are in control, it's out of their hands.
Why are they killing the golden goose? I mean, they have this system.
Greedy.
They have
the
system.
Greedy, and why do people get into politics? You know, Eisenhower had a great quote. He said anybody that would want to run for president had to be crazy or psychologically, you know, deranged.
They're control freaks. Well,
yeah.
That's the bigger issue.
How are they crazy? So, you know, he said if you're called on to serve, that's different. But these people spend their whole lives trying to tell other people how to live. So, you know, no, the system is breaking down. The big story behind everything that's going on here, and this is what we wrote back in 2002, the summer edition of the Trends Journal, Empire America Fading Fast. This isn't an economic crisis. The empire is in decline. We can see in the future these secessionist movements that are taking root, gaining more and more strength. As a matter of fact, I spoke at one in Vermont this past November, and it's one of the more active ones in the country.
Well, Gerald, we have this huge $1 trillion-plus military-industrial complex. It's imploding worldwide. And it appears that this whole apparatus, this predatory system, is going to implode back to the U.S. only, and then they're then going to predate and feed on us here domestically. I mean, is that the plan?
I don't know what the plan is, but I do know that they will do anything to keep the people in line. And that our, you know, the freedoms, I mean, look what happens every time there's a political convention. You know, they bring in the stormtroopers. You can't step out of line. Look what happened here in New York from the Republican and Democratic convention. I think it was the Republican convention.
2004, I was there.
Yeah, I mean, look at the videotape of the police assaulting innocent people and rounding them up and pushing false charges on them and throwing them in jail. This is America. This isn't the America that I grew up to love.
And by the way, they lost over 1,000 lawsuits over that, but they don't care. They just pay them off with tax money. Gerald Celente is our guest. When we get back, I want to quickly get into their attack on the internet. They're moving to shut down the old web, force us onto a highly regulated internet too. That's part of Obama's big upgrade. Madoff, I mean, this is the former head of the NASDAQ, showing a window into the criminal class that's literally ruling us, the Eddie Haskells with an army. I want to get into the fact that the elites are all leaving the United States and leaving Israel and leaving other key areas. Why are the billionaires fleeing Israel and the United States? Where you see this going? What you see militarily happening as the empire collapses? And then solutions to all of this, and again, how you see us coming out of all of this. Gerald Celente is our guest, trendsresearch.com. Go there and sign up for his report. All right, Gerald Celente, I want to go to calls in the next segment, so let me go through these calls quickly. If anybody was doubting how criminal Wall Street is, Madoff, they're now saying it could be over $100 billion, not $50 billion, stolen from charities, pension funds, government pension funds, Jewish groups, ripping off his own sons. I mean, this is the type of kleptocracy that we have. And it turns out the brokerage firms and banks were knowingly involved in all of this with him. That's what this derivative system is a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think they should call it a Ponzi scheme anymore. Ponzi was small change compared to these criminals. You know, let's call it a Matloff, you know. I mean, you know, this thing is endemic. It's throughout all of Wall. This is what Wall Street has become. You know, what's bad for Wall Street, Alex, is great for Main Street. And I'll tell you why. It's Wall Street that killed Main Street. It's Wall Street with all this finagling that allows these huge developers to borrow all of this money on leverage, build these huge malls, and then the criminals in hand, the politicians who get all these payoffs, they call them campaign contributions, then they give these huge developers all of these breaks, you know, these loan guarantees. They give them access road building and tax breaks. And what they've done is they've put Main Street out of business. This belief that we need a Wall Street so that we can keep creating the ugliness that they've created. I mean, my God, does anyone like driving down a street and seeing nothing but strip malls and malls compared to the old beautiful cities? And by the way, we're now in Kingston, New York. We're right off the most historic corner in the United States. We're right on it. The only corner in the U.S. where there's a stone building on each corner dating back to the 1600s. We're here because it's a walking community. We have all these beautiful old buildings. And we support all the local people around. That as this dies, as these giants fall, we're going to start seeing a return to local. And so, because what we also do with the Trends Research Institute, when we write the Trends Journal, is we give people trend posts to follow, to profit and to avoid dangers. As this thing unfolds more and more, the real estate buys, and there will be, but not yet, are going to be in these kind of communities where people could live and where they work, where they shop, where they have a community. The only thing that's going to save people during this greatest depression is to build the strongest communities that they can, not a federal or a state, but a local. That's where the survival is going to come.
Instead of vertical integration, you know, going back to local control and true diversity and sovereignty, shifting gears back to something you said a few minutes ago, they've weaponized the market. These private brokerage firms and central banks can issue endless liquidity to themselves. They create the monsters like Walmart and others. They consolidate the economy like a giant risk game until the final phase when there's nothing left, and they're sitting there with all the currency, all the power, all the money. But they destroyed their own markets, and that's why Wall Street was aware of the criminal activity with their Ponzi schemes, and that's why they moved in with the police state. But again, what is going to support the police state when there's no taxing base?
Exactly. As we said, there's going to be high levels of anarchy and revolution. And, you know, the other thing is that the other reason why we're at where we're at, well, we're located here, it's a very rich area in terms of agriculture, academics, manufacturing, great transportation, the Hudson River, beauty, the Hudson River Valley. So it's going to be these kind of places and these kind of things. Something old is dying, but something new will be born. And, you know, I'm a world traveler, and the one thing I can say, and I mean this with all my heart, is everywhere you go, people are always envious of the United States because they still think that we have the freedoms, of course, that we don't have. But what we do have that no one else does have is really an innovative spirit and an ability to think that isn't restricted by cultural norms.
So there are great opportunities, and I'm going to have you back on again in the near future, next year if you'll do it, to do a whole show on opportunities in this crisis, not just to protect yourself, but to thrive. When we come back, let's talk about how you see the revolution unfolding itself, and then how you see...
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All we've got is the cards that life deals us. But there's the question of how we play those cards. The good news is we've been here for decades warning people about what was going to happen and explaining just how it would unfold. And exactly what we said is now happening, so people are paying attention. You know, it's not tooting our horn. It's just a fact to give the listeners an idea of how many people we're reaching. I have, in the last few days, been contacted by some of the biggest names in Hollywood that I didn't know, some of the biggest names in television that I didn't know. I've talked to other people I've known for a long time in Hollywood, and they say that if we thought the Patriot Liberty 9/11 Truth Movement, anti-New World Order movement was big before, with the producers and directors and writers and actors and actresses, it is many times bigger now. So fighting the New World Order, being aware of this, is the hottest thing. And it's not some trend. It's not some new trendiness. The establishment's trying to suppress it. It is an underground movement that is bigger than the above-ground false mainstream media projection telling us that the establishment loves us and the establishment isn't corrupt and the establishment's going to take good care of us. And so as their false reality begins to fall to the real reality, we have a great opportunity to actually turn this thing around. I have a few final questions for you, Gerald Celente, and then I want to get to some phone calls. But to finishing up, how do you see this? I mean, when does physical revolution, I know you can't mark a date or a month, but what, a year out, 2 years out? A lot of experts we talk to say about 2 years out. Some are now saying a year out. Some say 3 years out. Governments are saying 2 to 3 years out. Government Pentagon reports are saying 2 years out, a year out. When does the breakdown really occur, and then how do you see it playing out?
Well, we have forecast 2012. That's the year that we're pinpointing the revolution. Just as, for example, we're in a recession. We're in the early stages of depression now. But when you look at the real unemployment numbers, as you well know, they're ranging between, 12 to 14%. That's even according to the government statistics when they put in the people that are no longer actively seeking jobs. So just as they said, for example, that we were in a recession a year ago, even though they weren't admitting it, we'll be in revolution for a while and they won't admit it. We believe the official date will come around 2012, if not sooner. We're going to start seeing the first signs of it, we believe, this winter. There's going to be food riots. There's going to be housing riots. There's going to be riots at many different levels. And the form they take is very difficult. You know, for example, we had, you know, in 2000, and it was December 14th, 2000, USA Today ran our top trends. And the first trend was that they read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And we warned that a wave of anti-Americanism would sweep the globe and that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. We didn't know, for example, that it would be 9/11, but we knew the flashpoint was there. The flashpoint, we believe, is going to start happening, become visible on the streets this winter. There's going to be uprisings. They're going to be violent. And they will be suppressed or try to be suppressed. You know, in my book, Trends 2000, which I wrote in 96, came out in January, finished it in 96, came out in January of 97, we had this, come the revolution. But in that, we wrote, and, you know, maybe naively, that we were in a third world country where the military or the police would fire on their own people. And we're hoping that, you know, hope is probably the most bankrupt word in the metaphysical language or dictionary. But we would believe that we're greater than the troops firing on their own people. So we saw the revolution coming a long time
ago. How do you see it playing out?
It's difficult. Again, I would say the first thing, that the reality kind of things are going to be people being cold, hungry, and nowhere to sleep. And we can see rioting of maybe street riots, food riots. Crime, by the way, that's going to be the false flag. They're going to use crime as the example, and anarchists in the crowd.
And then the public will beg for troops on the streets to save them.
Exactly. So they could do a false flag kind of operation like that. And, for example...
Well, I mean, we caught them in Denver. The police, it was in the Denver Post, attacking other police for the news cameras.
Right. Well, it happened here in New York, too. So it can be that kind of a false flag. But we those are the most likely scenarios.
Okay, well,
And by the way, one of the groups that people are not going to expect that are going to be very violent and very upset, well, maybe they do, are going to be all these college students that have $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt on their shoulders. They're being hounded to pay it, and then they can't even get a job at Starbucks. So that's going to be the revolutionary crowd, because the, you know, the young people, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, a person over 60, yeah, you just don't have the energy that you had before.
Well, Mr. Salente, in the time we've got, I see the flashpoint at factories, as we saw in the 20s and 30s and 40s, or the bonus marchers. I see vets revolting. I see college students. I see government workers when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen. And that leads me to the big flashpoint. 401Ks down over 50%, clearly going to continue. What are the firemen and teachers and police and government people going to do when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen by the bankers?
Well, again, this is why we're looking at it as we're saying that these are only symptoms of a much greater trend, and it's the decline and fall of Empire America.
And I think we're going to see many police and military actually join the people.
There's that one group, and then there's the other group. You know, that you, when you look at undeveloped countries, and we're an undeveloping nation at this point, you know, the police and the federales are the most corrupt among anyone. So, you know, we could have that core in there, too. We don't know.
Absolutely. Okay, a few final questions, and I want to get to the phone calls. Staged terror. You just mentioned false flag. We see governments stage terror attacks when they're imploding economies to subconsciously, at a primitive tribal level, get the people to rally around the government who will pose as their saviors. So we see these government make work jobs. This isn't like Roosevelt with building dams or building highway rest stops. They're saying Green Corps, million man tattletale force, million man domestic spy force. I mean, this is openly being announced. So can you speak to false flags and then, of course, the type of make work that Obama's promising?
Well, the false flags, remember the Maine. I mean, the Lusitania. I mean, there's a report out now, of course, that the Lusitania indeed was filled with armaments that they were bringing over, using people as human shields to bring those over. And, of course, the Lusitania was one of the sparks that brought the U.S. into World War One, which was, by the way, the most avoidable major war in modern history, fought by, you know, brought about by fools and failing monarchies. And so we have, and then of course, do I have the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened the way they said it did? So there's one after another. We don't know what they will be, but we believe, given the track record of what they've done in the past, there's no reason to rule out that they won't do it in the future. And again, we're fighting a war right now for reasons that are patently false.
Gerald Salente, how do you see the attack on the web unfolding? You know, they've announced in documents put out by Internet, too, that private corporations and the government are going to take over the Internet, kill the old web, basically, and then force you onto a new Internet where you have subdomains under their site. Now Obama has announced he's going with that in the name of innovation. He's created a new private council of the IT heads and owners of the companies to work together, and they have the Violent Radicalization Act in Congress where they say 9/11 Truth works with Al-Qaeda and that they are going to ban these groups on the web, and we're now seeing massive censorship of our work all over the Internet, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, banned in libraries, government Wi-Fi systems. How do you see that unfolding?
Net neutrality, it's going to be a very difficult one to control, because there's a whole cadre of people out there that are internet patriots that are going to do anything that they can not to make this happen, and of course it's the one card, the freedom of the internet, it's the major card, I would say, that could help free us from a global dictatorship. It's going to be a fight to the finish for the government to regulate the web, we believe.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I tell you, time really flies when you're fighting the New World Order. Gerald Celente is our guest for another 10 minutes. And then we have a very special guest in studio coming up, Tex Mars. Gerald, I want to go back to as many of the calls as we can, but I had one other question for you dealing with all of this. Again, a lot of people are looking forward to having shooting wars with the police and military. And I believe the globalists actually are looking forward to that because then that will destroy confidence further and then they can consolidate the economy even more. But when the police are out confiscating guns and arresting people and shooting the public and the military is doing that, what do they expect? I mean, I know I'm not relishing this. I know you're not relishing this. And I wonder what the rules of engagement for the American people should be through all of this.
Well, you know, I think you hit upon one before when we were talking about who will be the first likely groups, who will fire the first shots, who will protest. And what we saw in Chicago with those workers refusing to leave, I think we're going to see more of that kind of thing, where people are just going to say, no, I have nowhere else to go. I'm staying here.
And hothead cops are going to come in and crack their skulls, and it's going to start.
Exactly. And as I said, if it becomes something that's overtly brutal, look what happened with Katrina. I mean, look how it was covered up for so long. I mean, people forget how for days, you know, they kept saying that things were under control, and, you know, and then when it came to seeing how inefficient and uncaring the government was, the outrage set in. I think we're going to see the same kind of thing happen.
Well, that was actually a cold-blooded laboratory where they shut off the power and the water, jammed the police radios, cut their lines, and the local parish in New Orleans had to come with guns and literally, at gunpoint, take FEMA off of the command centers that they were hijacking and cutting the lines because FEMA wanted it to be a disaster to get more funds. I mean, that's how cold-blooded these people are, and I agree with you. That's what's going to happen here. Let's take some calls. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air with legendary trends forecaster Gerald Celente. Ben, go ahead in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show, Alex. I just wanted to ask where he thought banks like the Free Lakota Bank is going to play out in this new conflict, because the Lakota have actually started their own gold-based currency bank.
I think gold banks that come out and say that their assets, your deposits, are backed by gold are going to be one of the biggest businesses that anybody could ever imagine. And because oh, by the way, here's a scenario that we're also relative to banks. We believe that being that they're putting the mantle of FDR on Obama, it is very highly probable that they're going to call a bank holiday, as FDR did also this after he was inaugurated.
Is that the surprise, Biden saying that on the 21st or 22nd, Obama's going to do something next month that people aren't going to like?
It could very well be, because there's going to we believe that the banking system cannot sustain itself in its current form the way things are going now.
And a bank holiday, for those that don't know, means you can't get your money out and then they devalue your money.
Yeah, and I love the words they use, holiday, you know, like, let's have a holiday.
The Patriot,
you know,
Act,
a nice thing,
the
know?
New Freedom Initiative, Homeland Security USA, the Fatherland. Anything else, Ben?
No, that's just about it. I just think that this Free Lakota Bank is going to be huge.
Let's talk to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hello?
Yes, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Mr. Celente, it sounds like to me that you believe that we will avoid the sort of technocratic Orwellian nightmare that a lot of people think may come down the pipe here pretty soon. It also sounds like you also believe that we will avoid a Mad Max post-apocalyptic type of scenario, and we're going to go back to more of this sort of regionalism you were talking about, and you know, locally community-based you know, lifestyle. And I guess I'm wondering, do you see the United States maintaining its territorial integrity?
You know,
are we going to just, you know, go into sort of like a factionalism?
I think we're going to go into a factionalism. And again, you know, the Mad Max scenario and the techno takeover, they may happen. You know, we're not ruling that out completely. But what we're saying, for instance, on the techno level is that, you know, there's too many independent people out there that are more skilled technologically than the government people are in a lot of ways. And there are more of them that could break down the systems of control. And that's a possibility. And as the Mad Max, it may turn into that in different parts of the country. It may look like that.
And by the way, the globalists have said they would like to use the crisis to break the country up. So we have to watch out for false revolutions and false revolutionary leaders that actually call for that. I do not want to break the United States up. They've got top Russian people projecting that that's going to happen. The Pentagon's projecting that could happen. We don't want to let the U.S. be broken up like China was 150 years ago by the European powers. Gerald, do you agree?
I think we're going to look more like when Russia broke up after communism.
More where the states start ruling themselves again. There's still a central government, but it implodes.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us. They'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes for all the viewers watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Final 5 minutes with Gerald Celente. I want to thank him for coming on. Go to his website, TrendsResearch.com. You should subscribe to his Trends Report that comes out. How often does that Trends Report come out, Gerald?
Well, the Trends Journal is a quarterly. And this issue, by the way, it's bigger than we've ever written before. It's, you know, it's 20 pages of trends that are in the making. But what we also do, and I want to make this very clear, is that we provide profit opportunities. Because, you know, we look at the trend and say, here's the dangers, here are the opportunities. Because during this time of destruction, there's going to be, there may not, and may well there not should be, these huge mega millionaires and billionaires, but people are going to be able to make very healthy livings during these times. And, again, is it going to be, we think, with the breakup of the too big to fails at many levels, particularly retail, there's going to be a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities. And then what we do is we come out with trend alerts on a need-to-know basis.
All right, folks should check that out. We also have links up on Infowars.com to your fine site. Let's go a little bit closer to home for you, Gerald. Matt in New York, you're on the air, Matt.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. This is Matt from MobilizeThePeople.com. First of all, I want to commend both of you doing an outstanding job. Gerald, very important work. Alex, very important you getting it across to the people as well as helping Gerald get it out. When the elected officials of the people fail to do the bidding on behalf of the people must mobilize. Gerald, I have a question for you. Have you done any trending on the mass acceleration and growth of the Patriot Movement groups and the role they will play out in the future?
Not on that particularly. As I said, what we have been looking at closely are these secessionist movements, and we see those growing as well. The people won't be mobilized until it hurts them in their pocketbook, their heart, they're cold and they're hungry.
Yeah, when their stomachs are empty, look out. Appreciate the call. Moving fast. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Gerald, good afternoon, Gerald and Alex and your 2 million listeners. I believe that the New World Order gang is putting clues into movies about future false flags. I'll give you two examples. 1996, the movie Enemy of the State. The character played by Gene Hackman hacks into the NSA database to find the info on John Voight.
And his birthday is 9/11, and Fox ran the lone gunman where the government hijacks planes to fly at the World Trade Center for martial law and to attack Afghanistan 6 months before, and the long kiss goodnight where the government bombs the World Trade Center in 93 and then wants to bomb it again for martial law. Yeah, hundreds of... Gerald, why do they put this in movies? We know there's propaganda placement by the government in media. Why do we see them loving to flaunt what they're going to do beforehand?
Well, I would assume, and I don't know, you know, but I would say to get the people prepared for it, get prepared for the worst. So when somebody relates to a Mad Max, they know what it looks like and see how ugly it is. So, you know, again, look what the movies did during the World War II. I mean, you know, the propaganda, you know, not negative propaganda, maybe some yes, maybe no.
Notice there was all this war propaganda right before 9/11, all these big movies. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, as I said, you know, 9/11 came as no surprise to us. We'd been predicting a major terrorist strike against the United States. So, again, though, but I don't think that's the major flag. And people forget things as well. When there's chaos, anything that they did before to control people, it really all breaks down immediately.
Absolutely. Well, we're going into very interesting times. Thank you, Ron. Sorry to the other callers. You can hold and talk to our next guest if you like. Gerald Celente, thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to talking to you next year as all this unfolds.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
An amazing individual. We'll have him back on for a full show about solutions next time he joins us. All right, there goes Gerald Celente.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world.